get married? Was he a fisherman? Or did you know him? What did you call him?
Come to pass.
Did you do any farming or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, they all had fun. There was all the traffic in here. They had to go all over them.
You know, did he know any English?
He could talk more Italian than anything else. And a little French more than... He talked more Italian French than anything else.
What about your other grandfather? Did he speak any?
My other grandfather, he talked French and English.
Okay. I mean, now the school you went to was it a public school?
No, it was public school, mine, yeah.
Okay.
I made a mistake on that. I told you the 10th grade, but it was my husband was in the 10th grade when it was me. Well, I went to the 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
So I was 8th grade. It was the last, you know. And then after that, they came to the 10th grade, but not me. I went to the 8th grade.
Yeah. Can you tell me how you met your husband and all about
Wonderful day that day. No, he can't. He used to come and eat some ice cream. My mother used to sell ice cream, and that was the house where everybody used to meet. Yeah, they played cards. They used to play cards, and I had my cousin that was with him all the time. So he came to the house and played. We were playing cards. We were playing for peanuts.
Yeah.
And one day we were just sitting down there and we were playing for the, and he took a peanut and threw it at me. So I just looked at him, I winked at him, that was it. So he used to come every day, then about a week after, we start talking, and then that's how we got together. So I went out with him about 8 months, but he didn't have no mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
They died, they were very young. His mother died at 35, and his daddy died at 48. So, that's the reason I married him. Like, I was 17 when I got married, and he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got married, and...
What did he do? He was a...
Fisherman.
Fisherman.
Mm-hmm. And a good one.
Were his folks born right in the island, or did he come here?
No, they came down here, but the mother was... her relative was from Golden Meadow. She was a Carabon. But him, the old people, like, my necklace was my husband's great-great-grandfather.
I don't know. Okay, so your parents were from around the island?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I know that I know he was.
You know them? They were what?
And she was a housewife. And I just had just a little memory of them, not too much. But they were very young when they died, and they were young too. I think his brother was 12 and he was 14 when his parents died. His sister took care of them.
Did you have a name that you were known by in the family?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. My name, they used to call me Paul all the time.
Paul, that's right. That was just
my name is Pauline. And over in Lafayette, they call me Paula. But over here, it was Paul all the time. And my daddy used to call me Bibi. That was my name, Bibi. My daddy. My mother used to call me Paul.
That's not your real name, that's just...
My name is Pauline Ann Chickasaw.
Just
a little nickname. Yeah. What time you have? I have some.
Quarter to five.
Mm-hmm.
No, not quarter to five. 4:30.
Okay.
Do you want me to? I'll quit with the
second.
That's okay. I know I'll be going on.
It's not about 15 more minutes
because
I have to go.
Okay. The thing that you would put the baby in and.
Baby crib, yeah.
Okay.
I raised my first one in a baby crib.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, when a woman was going to have a baby, you say she was...
When you had a baby, well, you were pregnant to have the baby, and, well, we didn't have you, when I was, well, my, from when I was having my baby, it was, I had a doctor on the island. They had a doctor, but I didn't want that doctor. So my mother and my godmother, my mother delivered my baby, and my godmother.
She was a, your mother was a...
A midwife. Yeah.
Old time, they called her
old time
man.
Yes, they used to call her my mare. Everybody used to call her my mare.
Yeah.
That was her name. Her name was just a lot, but they called her my mare.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.